Greetings, everyone, from Betty, your oracle. As this year ends and a new one is about to begin, I would like to take you on a journey back through the year that was, then forward, looking ahead to the possibilities and wonders of what the next 365 days, a whole year, can offer us. Let's begin by getting into a comfortable position, whether it be sitting, lying down, reclining, whatever position you are most comfortable in. Then, when you are comfortable, just relax. Your body can rest for now. It has nothing to do but follow my voice. Now, we will take 3 deep diaphragmatic breaths, feeling a cleansing, pure light enter your nostrils, pushing your belly out until you can hold no more, then gently blowing out anything you are holding on to that no longer serves. We begin. Breathe in. A little more. And out. Feeling the peace with each breath. That's right. In. A little more. And out. Beautiful cleansing air. One more. And out. Good. Now, see, sense, feel, or know that you are in your sacred heart space. And as you look around, you are able to see the entire universe around you. This is a space you know well, and you feel safe here. In front of you are 2 books. Both books look beautiful. They are both decorated in a way that only you are able to understand. The book on the left looks very familiar. You know it is yours because of the amount of love, preparation, and embellishment on its cover. Some of your books may have gems or crystals or sparkly items attached. Some may be plain or covered in sacred geometry, pictures of animals, plants, beautiful scenery, whatever makes you happiest, and in the most beautiful script, the words, "the year that was," are written on the center of the front cover. Then you look to the second book on the right. It, as yet, has no embellishments, just three words in the same beautiful script. The words, a new year, in the center of its front cover. This book is white, but has a golden glow about it. Now it is time to open the first book. There is writing on the inside cover. It is your writing. It says, I lived the year as best I could, dreaming and longing for only good. Many lessons to be learned. Love and light I have earned. Some shall leave or even let go. Others may stay with a renewed hello. There is no signature, but you recognize your writing. So this book is quite obviously a continuation of other books, other years. And as you turn the pages, you see that each set of pages represents each month. January straight through to December. Some of the months were colorful and happy looking. Some of the pages had holes in the graphics and letters. Some pages were full of light. Some pages had dark spots. Some pages actually had shining stars. And as you turn each page, you see a theme. You know you wrote this book. This book represents your year that is passing away, leading directly into a new year, a fresh start, or the continuation of something that was and still is wonderful. Remembering the cleansing breath we took earlier, we are now able to cleanse what is in this book that is dark or empty. Starting at the beginning of this book, open each page, laying your left hand over each page that contains any dark spots, with your right hand covering your heart. Intend that only love and light may enter herein with the breath, exhaling that which no longer serves. That's right. You lay your left hand on the page that needs healing, your right hand over your heart. Inhale and exhale. That which no longer serves, each and every page. Do this all the way through this beautiful book. All the way through. That's right. take your time. There's a whole 365 days waiting ahead. We have lots of time. Continue that process until every page has been cleaned and purified. When this process is complete, you can take one last leisurely tour through your yearbook to be sure that whatever needed attention was well looked after. Now, closing your yearbook leaves you with an amazing feeling, peace and contentment, because whatever the past year brought to you, it is your decision and at your discretion how to feel about what has passed. Are there changes you want to make? Are there new things and places you want to experience? Are there things you never, ever want to go through again? Are there things that you want to happen? Are there things that you want to experience again? Ah, the other book. The white, shiny gold book. A new yearbook. Now it is time to turn your attention to the new year when you open the cover of your new book. You see there is an area entitled Dreams and Expectations. You notice a beautiful quill, a feather pen, beside this book. It's feather white, but glowing with the same gold light as the book itself. What will you dream and expect for the new year? Remember to write what you want. Phrase it positively. If there is something you do not want, and it is a dominant thought, turn the negative around. For example, if you have had a negative experience, as simple as feeling the winter cold deep in your bones, please don't write, "I don't want to be cold." The universe does not register a negative. So when you put a phrase like, "I don't want to be cold," out into the universe hears, "I want to be cold." So let's phrase that in a positive way. I love warmth and will experience warmth deep in my bones. If you have experienced a loss in any way, write what you want, removing all negativity from the thought of loss. Wanting will beget more wanting. Stating, I will experience financial abundance, beautiful relationships, all the positive words you can think of. Love, peace, relaxation, perfect health. This is your yearbook. Fill it with love, peace, and happiness. And when things happen through the year, as they sometimes do, that are not what we asked for, look for the learning in the situation. Look inside your sacred heart space to understand that this universe is teaching us day by day, drawing us toward our path, toward the light, toward the truth. How much have you written? Does this book, this new year book, feel good? Does it feel exciting? You know, you can always use your new year book as a menu. Order your life the way you want it. And if you do it with love and peace in your heart, you will fill your book with all things beautiful, all things wanted. Make gratitude your new way of being. Give thanks from your heart on a daily basis, and the universe will give you even more to be grateful for. So, for now, close your new year book and tuck it away within that sacred heart space. Feel that beautiful space inside your heart, how it supports you, how that liquid of life keeps running through it without even being asked. Thank your sacred heart. Thank your whole body. Thank your whole life. And as we give more and more gratitude, we can return to the breath, taking a final deep breath, gently blowing out goodness and love. Blow it into the new book and all around your heart space. In a little more. And out. Feel that love all around you. Breathe now in a natural way. Comfortably. That's right. And now I will begin to count you back to this day, this space. That's right. 5, 3. Wiggle your fingers and toes. 2. Roll your shoulders backwards and forwards. And 1. Open your eyes or continue sleeping. Merry Christmas, everyone, and the happiest of New Years. Have fun writing your new book. For more information about my work, my revamped and upcoming modalities, check out my eFactor Facebook page and my eFactor Meditations YouTube channel. Blessings, everyone.